side. But I'm on the boxing group.
not one dime.
Well, we've already spoken about harmonica players, and that was one of the finest, Sonny Boy Williamson II with Nine Below Zero, originally recorded back in 1951. Sonny was arguably one of the best blues harp players ever. He recorded successfully in the 1950s and 60s, first with Elmore James on Dust My Broom, before signing with the Trumpet label in 1951, where he stayed for 4 years. In the 60s, he recorded with British rock musicians, including the Yardbirds, the Animals, and Jimmy Page. Well, just time for a couple more before I go, and the first from a lady with a big personality and an even bigger voice, Angela Brown. Born and brought up in Chicago, she moved to Germany some years ago, and she often comes to the UK to tour with her highly talented British band, the Amazing 45s. Her husky vocal style is perfect for her mix of Mississippi Delta and Chicago blues. So from her album, If I Hadn't Have Been High, So Long Ago.
Smoky bar rooms. Catch a buzz and sleep past noon. But that was so long ago. Sometimes they'd dance and we'd play till dawn. The booze kept on coming. I didn't see any harm. Barely drove myself home. Parked on the front lawn. But that was so long ago. Some men I've kept, I know they weren't the best. But without them, there would be so much loneliness. Hoping each job will bring success. The party's over. It's just like the rest. Hotel rooms with no TV. Two to a room. Three. One night stands, no, they never bothered me. But that was so long ago. To a room. sometimes three. One night stands, no, no, it never bothered me. But that was so long ago. The next thing you know, old love comes around, sneaks up behind you without a sound. You look up and you're saying your marriage vows. You see the party's over and you're settling down. Now that the wheels of life have passed, leaving the year with an empty glass, changes to tunes don't come quite as fast. 'Cause that was so long ago. That was so long ago. That was so long ago.
The best of the blues on Red Kite Radio.
It's the Breakaway Blues Show.
New
Well, not strictly blues, I grant you, but a haunting song, Blue Guitar, from Justin Haywood, lead singer, songwriter and guitarist of the prog rock band The Moody Blues. They actually began their career in the mid-60s by playing blues and R&B-inspired music. In 1975, however, Justin and fellow band member John Lodge produced an album together under the name Blue Jays. The track was first issued as a single and not originally included in the album until it was remastered in 1984. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's selection. It's been a real pleasure to share the music with you. You've been listening to The Breakaway Blues Show with me, Graham Andrews, for the last hour here on 107.2 Red Kite Radio. Rest assured, I'll be back at the same time next Sunday with more of the same. And if you're starting to panic about the Christmas shopping, just take a breath, relax, and keep the faith and feel the blues. Bye for now.
On your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.